Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzvi ben Arav Yosef, Harav Yosef. Today's daf, actually tomorrow's daf, Sunday's daf, is Moed Katan daf Dalad. We left off on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis at the words Bahani Hilchas Aninu, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Bahani Hilchas Aninu. Really? The fact that you can't do Malacha for 30 days before Shemitah, during the month of Elul, you can't work the land for 30 days. That's a halacha la Moshe Mesinai. Karay ninu. It's actually psukim. Disan you into the b'risa. Becharusha b'akotzir tishbos. The pasuk says, Sheshes yomim tavod v'yom ashvi tishbos. For 6 days you work, and on Shabbos you rest. And then it says, Becharush u'vakotzir tishbos. From plowing and from harvesting, you should rest. And the Tanayim have machlokas. What is this referring to? Rabbi Akiva Omer, it can't be talking about Shabbos. Now, can't be talking about Shabbos because we know that all 39 malachas are also on Shabbos, not just plowing and planting. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says it must be talking about Shemitah. Now, it can't be talking about regular Shemitah. The Pasuk already says, you're not allowed to harvest, you're not allowed to plant, and you're not allowed to harvest the fruit. So, and this says katsir. So it can't be talking about katsir. And therefore, probably it's not talking about Harisha either of Shemitah, because that we because once the Pasuk is not needed for Katsira, so it's not needed for Harisha either. So says Tosis in the bottom, Tosis Shari Kvar Nema. Since the Pasuk is not needed for the Katsira, so and Harisha and Katsira together, it must be that the Harisha can't be referring to the Harisha of Shemitah itself. Tosfos gives another answer also, but Ein Tzarich Lomar Charis Vekatzir Shashvius Rekfarim Rosal Chalos Izer Kama Chalos Izmar Ela Charis Shel Erev Shvius Shenichnas LeShvius. We're talking about plowing in Elul before the Shemitah, Katsir Shel Shvius Sheyatzim Motzai Shvius, or stuff that could have been harvested during Shemitah. It grew 1/3 in the Shemitah. Either you harvested it after the Shemitah, but it had grown 1/3 in the Shemitah. So that's also Aser. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, no. It's talking about Shabbos, like the beginning of the Pasuk. It's not talking about Shemitah at all. Mecha Rish Rishus, Af Katsir Rishus, Yatza Katsir HaOmer, Shehi Mitzvah. Just like plowing is a Rishus, there is no such thing as a mitzvah to plow. Af katsir, so too, the mitzvah of cutting the omer would be docha Shabbos. Af katsir rishus. The only harvesting that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is a non-mitzvah. Yatsa katsir ha-omer, chi mitzvah. But the harvesting of the carbon omer, which is a mitzvah, is docha Shabbos. How does Rabbi Akiva learn that? So must be Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that actually harvesting the omer is not docha Shabbos, like the Tana that holds the way Meseches Menachos, Dafayim Beis. So says the Ritva. Or the Ritva says, you can give a different answer. Rabbi Kiva holds that the harvesting of the Omer is Docha Shabbos, but it's a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, not learned that from this Pasuk, because he uses the Pasuk for Tosefes Shemitah. Says the Gemara, so how can you tell me it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? It's a Pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva. Answers the Gemara, Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ki Gimire Hilchos al Mishra Yalda. The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai permits plowing for young trees, Kroi L'Meisar Zekena, and the Psukim come to forbid plowing for older trees. Says the Gemara, come on, it's the same thing. Kevin Hilchos al Mishra Yalda, once our Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that permits the plowing for young trees, Lav Memela Zekena Asira. Can't we learn out from that automatically that older trees are usher? If younger trees are mutter, obviously older trees are usher. So you don't need psukim for that. Says Mar Ela Hilchasal Rabbi Yishmal, Kray Rabbi Akiva. No, simple answer. Rabbi Yishmal doesn't use the psukim for Tosefes Shvius, so he's going to say the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai teaches me that Tosefes Shvius is usher. And Rabbi Akiva, who says from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that young trees you're allowed to plow for, but he has no source. The drasha from the psukim is asering the older ones, Right, I'm sorry. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. It's not talking about. No, I'm sorry. Right, I'm sorry. Rabbi Kiva is going to say that the halacha l'moshe misina does not come to permit the young trees. Rabbi Kiva is going to say the halacha l'moshe misina asered the older trees, asered just the older trees, and the psukim are talking about. To be matir the younger trees. Sorry, let me say clearly, I apologize. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is no halacha l'moshe misina at all about the 10 trees. You just have the psukim. And the psukim only asks for older trees, so mainly we know that younger trees are mutter, but it's not from halacha l'moshe misina at all. He denies it. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan now has a second pshat. Yesterday we talked about how could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel the takan of Rishayim Vesil of Pesach and Shavuos. Gemara now has another answer. How could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel the din of Tosefes Shvita? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Gamliel based din of Midoraisa Batalu. Really, they are mevatel it based on a pasuk. Pesachim are mevatel. My time, where's the pasuk that's mevatel Tosefes Shvita? Gomer Shabbos Shabbos Mishabbos Bereshis. If Xavier Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos from regular Shabbos, Mal Halan, he Asura Lufanei Lachrem Utarin. Just like a regular Shabbos, it's only us are on Shabbos, but before Shabbos and after Shabbos, Malacha is Mutter. Afkan, he Asura Lufanei Lachrem Utarin. So too, Shemitah is only us are, but before and after it is Mutter. Asks Tosfos, really? It's true that there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos? What are you talking about? Take a look at the second Tosfos. Mal Halan, he Asura Lufanei Lachrem Utarin. Vikasha. We learned in Yuma, Perak Basra in the 8th Perak, Bitzarach Lasso Tosefes Gabi Shabbos, that you have to do Tosefes Shabbos, Bebe Knitzas and Mitziyasa, before Shabbos and after Shabbos, Losifim Michalal HaKodesh. Tosefes answers, it's enough there to just do 1 minute. So that's not considered to be a significant addition. So that's what it's not considered to be a significant addition. That's one shot. And the Ritva answers that the Gemara's intention is that this then on Shabbos you have to add on Echol Al HaKodesh is only because you have a special pasuk for that. But by Shemitah, where you don't have a special pasuk, or this Gzeirah Shabbat tells you not to learn the pasuk, so then it's going to be Mutter. Maskelah Rav Ashi Yiman Amrei Hilchasa Asik Gzeirah Shabbat Akra Hilchasa. Now the one who said that there's a halacha l'moshe misina that it's usher to work the land for the old trees during El. If you have a halacha l'moshe misina, how can you tell me the gzeirah shava? Clearly, this is not a gzeirah shava that was learned from Sinai, because the halacha l'moshe misina says you're not allowed to. So you see, you can't tell me the gzeirah shava says you are allowed to. So it's got to be a gzeirah shava that you learned on your own. But we know that you're not allowed to learn a gzeirah shava on your own. You know, don't dung gzeirah shava me'atzmo. That's the way Rashi understands the Kashma. And the one who says it's learned from a pasuk, the Charisha Bakazir Tishbos, Asik Zerushavla, Akra, Kra. How could it be Zerushavla that you learn on your own, uproot a pasuk? So therefore, Rashi doesn't like this answer. How could Rabbi Gamliel be Mavatel, the din of Tosefes, that it's Mutter? Olam Elam Rabashi, I'm good with Dino Sabi Lok, Rabbi Shmuel, the Hilkskamir. Hold up, Rabbi Shmuel, that it was a halacha l'moshe misinai. That the young trees are mutter, the old trees are aser. The chikibire hilchasab is much bigger than shkayim. However, the halacha l'moshe misina that aser doing any work during Elul for older trees, that was only bisman beis hamikdash dumi denisu chamayim. The halacha l'moshe misina was limited to the bisman beis hamikdash, just like the water pouring, which is also part of the halacha l'moshe misina. Avos manchein beis hamikdash kayim lo. But after the beis hamikdash is destroyed, there is no longer a din of tosefes shviya, so it's permissible. Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel the din. It was permissible to do work during Chodesh El before Shemitah. Back to the Mishnah. Avolo mi mekshavim, avolo mi mekilon. You're not allowed to water the field from collected rainwater and not from a deep pit because there's a lot of tercha. Bishlam mekilon ketercha yisera. I understand the deep pit is a lot of tercha to put down pails of water down there and schlep them up and water the field. That's a lot of tercha. Avolo mekshavim my tercha. But if it's rainwater that's collected in a puddle or an irrigation ditch, so what's the big tercha? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. We don't let you use rainwater because we're afraid people are going to come to use the big ditch. That's one answer. We're afraid that the megishamim, after you start taking from the rainwater, when you get down to the bottom, you're going to have to use buckets, and it's going to end up being a tercha as well. the Kamifugi with the Rabbi Zera. And the Machlokas is about the din of Rabbi Zera. Dam Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Yom HaShmuel. As Rabbi Zera said, in the name of Rabbi Yom HaShmuel, Naharos HaMoshen Mayim Min HaGamim, if you have little inlets, river inlets, that take water from the swamps, or from the reservoirs, Mutal Hashkot Mem Chol Shamoid, you're allowed to use that water on Chol Shamoid. We're not afraid that the water is going to stop. And you're going to go bring water from somewhere else. So Ravashi, who says that the reason why you're not allowed to use Meksham is because we're afraid maybe you'll end up having to go deep and use buckets on the deep water. But it's not because we're afraid you're going to confuse it with a Mekilon. So he agrees to Rabbi Zera that it's mutter to use, because since you have plenty of water, it's never going to run out. We're not worried about it. My less than Rabbi Zera. But the other opinion doesn't hold with Rabbi Zera. And even if there's a lot of water, he's worried that maybe you're going to come take the water from somewhere else. It's a Gzera Mishum Mekilon. We're afraid people are going to confuse the Megisham with the Mekilon. And the Gemara is going to now delve deeper into this. Gufa, we learned previously. Amr Rabbi Yom Rabbi Shmuel. If you have river inlets that are bringing water from the reservoirs, Mutal Hashkos Meim Chol Shemod, you're allowed to use water on Chol Moed. Esu Rabbi Yom Rabbi Zera. Avalom and Make Shem, Avalom and Make Kilon. What do you mean? You're not allowed to use rainwater or the deep pit? Amalei Yirmi Yabri. Hani Agam Debavu Kamayd Lo Paskadam. We know there's plenty of water here. We're not worried that this water is going to dry up. It all comes from a river, from an inlet. It's never going to stop, so we're not worried that you're going to end up having to do a Terechah Yisera. Tana Rabban. Our rabbis taught in the Braisa, psikos, abrechos, different ditches that are filled with water, or pools that are filled with water. Shenesmal mayim erev yontif, if they're filled with water from erev yontif, asal ashkelem chol shemar, you're not allowed to use in chol hamoed, because they're afraid maybe it'll dry up and you're going to bring water from far away, that's going to be a Terechah Yisera. But if there was a river inlet in between them, then it's mutter. We're not afraid it's going to dry up. You could always use the Amas HaMayim. Amar of Papa. The Hu Sherubish also saw that shows him the Yos Amas HaMayim. It's only if there's enough water there to give water to most of the field. Rav Ashi or no, Apishain Rubish also saw that shows him. Even if there's not enough to have most of the field have water, when they're capable to come, Mashra Vasya. Since the Amas HaMayim keeps on filling up, Meimar, Amilo Shasi Lachad Yom, Tishin Shreit Kalsi Yomi. I might not be able to fill the whole field up today, but between tomorrow and the third day, we'll get to fill the whole field up. Tana Rabban, our rabbi is taught in the Braisa. Bricha, Sheno Teves Mayim, Stei Beis HaShach, and Zuh, Mud Lashkos, Mimena, Stei Beis HaShach, and Lacheres. Here's the case. You have like a river feeding, or an Amas HaMayim, a channel feeding the top field, and there's a drip from the top field down to a bottom field into a pool that's between the top and the bottom fields. The question is, can you use the pool in between the top and the bottom field to water the bottom one? So Bricha Sheni Tofes, Mayim Stei Beis HaShach, so there's water dripping from the upper field into this pool. You're allowed to use the water in that pool to water another pool. Ask the Gemara, Avi did the Pascha, but maybe it'll stop dripping. No, it means that it's drip, it's dripping the whole time. And since the upper one is being supported by the pool, so this drip is always gonna continue. Amar Abai, who shall Pascha Mayim Rishon? But that's only if the river that's feeding the top one doesn't stop. Tanya. What about watering something from a lower point to a higher point? Rabbi Shimon Nasi, Omeshtei Arugos, Zulam Alam Zul. You have two gardens, one on top of the other, and they're both filled with water. Lo Yidla Mena Tachton of Yishkes Hayoni. You can't take water from the bottom garden and put it into the top one. Yatsoke Nam Rabbi Lozer, Roshin Afil Aruga Agas Chetzi Nam Chetzi Kavo. Even if you have one garden, half of it is low, half of it is high. Lo Yidlu Mirakum Namach Yashkel Mahum Gavoah. You're not allowed to take water from the lower part and water the higher part, because that's a tircha. To schlep it up from the lower to the higher is a tircha, you say, you're not allowed to do. Tana Rabban. Madlin li rakos. You're allowed to fill water into buckets to water the vegetables, kedei la ochlan, in order to eat them right away. So you'd be able to eat them on yontif. V'imishvili aposem, but just to make them nicer, aser, that's watering for extra. That's a tircha shalol tzor. Ravina and Rabbi Tosav and Kaazli Berucha. Ravina and Rabbi Tosav were walking along the way. Chazal who gavet havdol doli davla. They saw a guy who was drawing water with buckets in order to feed the field, to feed the vegetables in his field. B'chol de mo'ada. He's doing a chol mo'ed. That's asur to do that because it was a base habal, not a base hashalchan. It was a base habal that could grow just on rainwater. Amalei rabbi tosol ravina leisim alashanti. We should put him in chayim. He's not listening to the rabbis. Amalei v'atayim adlin liyorkas klei lochan. Didn't we learn that you're allowed to water it in order to eat them? Amalei misavis my madlin maya. Who says that statement meant that you're allowed to draw water? Madlin shilufe, that meant that you are allowed to pick up vegetables from where there are vegetables growing too close together. You could pick up some of the vegetables in order to eat them, and in order to, if it's in order to eat them, and also in order to help the other vegetables grow better. Because it's not a medal b'kfanim. You see, they're lifting up vines so the other vines should grow better. That's called medal. Kishem shehu medal b'shalo, kacho medal b'shalanim. Someone who's removing vines. Let's say there's a lot of vines and they're growing very close together. You're allowed to take some of them, so the other ones should grow better. And just like you're allowed to do it in your own vines, you're allowed to do it also for the vines that are going to go for like a chikha or peah for that neem. You're only allowed to do your own, but vein rashai b'shalanim. You're not allowed to do it for the poor people's. And the reason is that the poor people would rather have more grapes even if they're not as good. So you're not allowed to remove the grapes from there. But at any rate, you see the word medil means to lift up the grapes. So amalei v'atanya madlin mayim lirokos kelochan. Okay, you tell me the word madlin means to take up the grapes. But we have another brisa where it says madlin means take up the water. So madlin lirokos kelochan. So the guy shouldn't be put in cherem because you're allowed to draw water for the vegetables. So I'm like, Tanya, you're right. If we have a brisa that says that, then I back out. And obviously the guy was allowed to do what he was doing in order to eat them. Ve'inos in ugios l'kfanim. You're not allowed to dig ditches around the vines for water. My ugios, I'm Reb Huda, banke, ditches. Ditches at the base of the vines and at the base of the olive tree. In the Israeli silver, but he allowed them to make ditches for the vines. New vines you're not allowed to make. Old vines that got blocked up because dirt came into them, you're allowed to fix the old holes of the water, but the new holes for the vines you're not allowed to make because that's a big tercha. You're not allowed to do that on Chalmoid. But old vines, you are allowed to do. You're not allowed to dig a channel on Shvius, on Shemitah. You're not allowed to dig a channel of water in Shemitah. Ask them, what's the problem? I understand why in Cholamoid you can't do it. It's a burden. And you're not allowed to do it. El Shvius, my time. There's no issue of Tercha in Shemitah. And this is not working the land. You're just digging a ditch for water. Why is it Aser? Pligi bar abzeh rabbi abba bar mamas. Machlok abzeh rabbi mamam. Chara ma'apneshin nira ka'oder. One opinion says because it looks like you're digging a ditch in the field. And the other opinion says that no, when you dig a ditch, so the dirt goes up onto the side of the ditch, it's very moist, it's very good for planting. So you're actually doing something that's making it good for planting, that's why you can't do it during Shemitah. What's the difference in these two opinions? If there's immediately when you're digging the ditch, water runs into the ditch right away. So the one who says that the dirt that you're removing is good for planting, it's still true. It's a problem because it's very moist because the water comes in. But the one who says it looks like you're making a ditch in order to plant in the field, leka, clearly the fact that there's water filling it up right away, that shows you're not intending to work the field with this. You're just intending to make a channel for water. Okay, but why isn't the guy who says that the problem is it looks like you're digging a ditch, which is Asur in Shemitah, why isn't he worried about the fact that the sides are now good for planting? Says why you're right. The difference would be in a case where you're digging this channel, but you're not putting the dirt up on the sides, you're throwing the dirt far away so it can't be used. So then it's not a problem because you're not piling up the dirt on the side of the ditch so it can't be used for planting. There, but the one who says it looks like you're digging a ditch, Ika. It's still a problem. So why isn't that opinion worried about the fact that it looks like you're digging a ditch? Someone says, no, it doesn't look like it. usually when you're digging a ditch in the field for planting purposes, you're going to place the dirt down right near it. You're not going to throw the dirt away. So the fact that you throw the dirt away over here, we're not worried people are going to come to think that you're digging a ditch during Shemitah. Now, Amemar Masni La Mipnei Shenirka Oder, Amemar learned in the words of Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah that the reason is because it looks like you are plowing the field, and he asks a stira. The Kashlan de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Elazar ben Azariah, because that he has a contradiction of Elazar ben Azariah. Omir Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, call a Nirka Oder Aser. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that you're not allowed to dig a channel of water because it looks like you're plowing, and therefore it's Aser? Did he really say the Raminu? We'll see in a case where he allows something that looks like plowing. Osa adam zivlo otsa. A person is allowed to pile up all his fertilizer in a wheelbarrow and make a pile out of it. It doesn't look like you are fertilizing your field during the Shemitah. Plus, a person who sees you taking the wheelbarrows and piling it up is going to think you're just storing it. Meir Omer, Achiyamik Shosh Tvachim Achi Agbir Shal Tal. It's got to either be 3 Tvachim deep in the ground or 3 Tvachim above ground. Hayelo Davar Muat. If you had a little bit of zevel, most of a love, beholich, you could add to the pile. You don't have to go 3 tefachim deep. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, it's got to either be 3 tefachim deep, which means you've got to dig a ditch 3 tefachim deep. Oh, that's the raya. He says you're allowed to dig even though it looks like you're digging. Or until you lift it above the field 3 tefachim. Or after you place it on a rock, where obviously you can't plant there, so it's clear you're just piling up the fertilizer. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chibar Abba, Chad Omar, says Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Chibar Abba, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, answer this question. Chad Omar could go in Shehemik. No, it means that you dug the ditch before Shemitah, 3 Tefachim. That's when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you're allowed to put your fertilizer in the ditch, but you're not allowed to dig the ditch on Shemitah. Chad Omar, Zivlo Mochiach Alav. The other prince says no. Really, you're normally not allowed to dig a ditch, but if it's clear that you fill this 3 tefach ditch up with fertilizer, so clearly you're just storing it there, you're not actually fertilizing that area. You're allowed to fix a broken channel of water on Cholomoy. My Mukul Kelis, what does it mean? It's broken on Rabbashim, Haisa Mukul Tefach, Mambidal Shish Tefach. Let's say it used to be 6 tefachim deep. That's the regular depth of a channel of water. It used to be 6 tefachim deep. And now, it's only 1 tefach deep. So you're allowed to re-dig it to 5 tefach deep. Because you're not making a new one, you're just fixing an old one. It's not a tercha yisera. It's more pshita. Chatzi tefach, pshita chatzi tefach, shlosh tefachim. If you used to have a half a tefach, one, and now you need to make it 3 tefachim, kevin dol over mayalav klumum. Since that's not good enough for the water, so that's meaningless. It's a tercha for no reason. Because you're not going to be able to use it as a channel. Tvachayim al shnei masar. If it used to be 2 tvachim and now you made it 12, that's way too big. That's for sure. Tercha shlo yisera. Dekatarach tercha yisera. Lo. So that's certainly aser. But the question is, tvachayim al shiva. Let's say it was originally 7 tvachim deep, which is a little too big. Now it went down to 2 tvachim. So can you dig at the other 5? If it's 6 to 1, back to 6, you're allowed to do it. So what about 7 to 2, back to 7? Ma, what's the din? Hacha chamisha kamamik. In both cases, you're just digging it 5 tefachim, so maybe it should be okay. Since you're digging it a 7th tefach, which is unnecessary, it's an extra tefach. Answer the Gemara, teku. We don't have an answer. Tishbi yitaris kushiris abai, so teku really means let it stand. Abai shalom ne bar chemdach l'shchufi nara. Abai permitted the people of bar chemdach to uproot the branches of trees that were growing by the riverside. Rabbi Yirmiyah shalom l'bnei sachvasa. People of Safasal and Mirchanara to Mima. He allowed them to dig and to clean the river that had been bottled up because of dirt and sroros and pebbles that fell into it, and it was preventing the water from flowing, so you're allowed to do that during the Shemitah. Rav Ashi Sharlulub Nemas Machasilak Duchin Har Bornitz. He allowed them to try to widen the hole that the river Bornitz was flowing through, even though it has a lot of tircha. Amar came to Shasu Mini Rabim. Since many people are drinking from this water, Kirabim Dami. I think this is talking about the right Cholamoid, not Shemitah. I said it wrong before, it's on Cholamoid. So Rav Ashi said, came to Shasu Mini Rabim. Since many people drink from this water, Kirabim Dami. So it's considered Tzarchei Rabim. Tanan Osim called Tzarchei Rabim. You're allowed to do on Cholamoid Tzarchei Rabim. So to widen the river or clean up the river, people should be able to drink. That's going to be permissible. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.